This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday. Phone calls have been great. We'll get to more of those. We'll check in with the Golden State Warriors. I guess everything's okay. Looked fun last night, and they went through the motions, roughed up the Lakers. No surprise there. Also, we'll talk to Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL defensive end and host of More to It on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. NBA tip-off hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Promo code Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 if your team wins. Some of the headlines, the Yankees advance. Now they move on to face the Astros. Who do you like? If you don't have a team in the playoffs, could you root? Is it who do you dislike less with the Yankees and the Astros? That was the poll question for hour two, Seton. The results?
The results, shockingly, Dan, still, who is more likable in this series? It's now up to 65%. The Yankees are more likable than the Astros. An unbelievable turnaround.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paulie?
The Yankees historically have outspent you, but they didn't cheat you. And there's a big difference. Outspending you is pretty traditional. You get outspent in all walks of life. But to be cheated as if people think they have the Astros, that's different.
Yeah. Phillies beat the Padres, the opener of the NLCS. 76ers lost to the Celtics. Meanwhile, the Warriors handled the Lakers. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors and the NBA for The Athletic. He was there last night. Set the scene there, Anthony. It was all fun and games. Everybody okay with on the same page with the Warriors?
Sure. You know. I mean, it's like the celebratory night where they celebrate last season. Yeah. I would say there's still some awkwardness, among Draymond Green and his teammates. And even, you know, in the press conference, there remains a little bit of iciness, I think, on Jordan Poole's side. But, you know, the veterans have defended Jordan Poole so forcefully. And then, you know, they keep winning. And you can win within that, I think.
Draymond's had some comments. TNT has a documentary on him, and it's almost like he embraced this. It's not like he is remorseful whatsoever. Is that your read on Draymond through all of this?
I mean, he at least his initial press conference accepted responsibility that he was at fault. There were a couple times within the press conference you could tell he was trying to hint at, like, well, if you knew the full context, but we shouldn't even go down that road. There's a level of defiance with him, and his second press conference was not quite as contrite as his first one. And like you said, you know, not only did he do the documentary last night, but he's had these like three documentary, like, you know, photographers or videographers that were around all camp, which is always an interesting thing to happen. It's been put by a few people like this feels like the end days of a marriage where the kids aren't quite yet off to college, but you're sticking together because the greater goal and the greater goal is this is still the title favorite probably and a chance to win five. But with every, you know, the money situation and the transitioning of eras within this franchise that it feels like has created a kind of odd umbrella over everything. Yet, I mean, they look as good as ever.
Did those camera guys working on the documentary catch any of the fight with Jordan Poole and Draymond Green? Were they at the practice?
I don't believe so, because we would have saw HD footage if so, right? I mean, I haven't.
Well, they might be holding it, though, Anthony, if they've got it. And Draymond seems to almost embrace, hey, man, people know who I am and social media and new media and all of that. You know, it's not, hey, it's just one thing. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually, I heard it was like a 25-minute pregame doc, right? I've seen some of the clips of him talking. I haven't seen the whole thing. I heard they showed the punch within it. I assume they showed the TMZ version, unless they had the HD version. But I'm not sure Draymond would have green-lit the HD version of that being shown.
But I want to know, you know, if I'm TMZ and I'm going to buy that video, whoever leaked it, why wouldn't I show it all the way through the punch? And then what happened right after that to me is just as interesting. Did Draymond go to help him up? Was Poole knocked out? Did Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Steve Kerr do anything, say anything? Practice is closed. So I have more questions attached to it. If Draymond goes over and helps him up and, you know, I'm sorry, then maybe it softens it a little bit here. But I'm curious, why cut off the video that you paid for right after the punch?
Yeah, maybe that's all they were sent. But I mean, I could tell you what I've heard. No, I mean, he had to be like pulled off. And as far as
the Draymond went in for the kill, like he was.
I don't know that he was like, again, this is secondhand reporting. I haven't seen the video on it, but I don't think he was like throwing more punches, but I think he was, it was still. Like, it was a situation where he still needed to, maybe he was just talking, but had to be kind of separated. And they have an adjacent weight room that, like, I think I've heard all the veterans kind of dragged him over to and, like, kind of had to calm him down within that situation.
Yeah. And through it all, and I agree with you, I loved him last year. I love him again this year. I'm waiting to see that youth movement. We saw it with Jordan Poole. But you got Kuminga and Moody, you got James Wiseman. To make that next step might be the key if this team's going to win another championship with this group. And then trying to get everybody minutes as well is going to be challenged. They're probably 10 deep, Anthony.
11.
11
you
deep.
You know, Moody was the 11th guy they put in last night in the first half, which is like you don't do that in NBA rotations typically. It's like 9, like stretch it to 10. You know, part of that is like Clay's on a minutes limit. But you know, I mean, I think Moses Moody's ready. Like if you put Moses Moody on the Charlotte Hornets, I think he's getting 30 minutes tonight. And he's like got 6 minutes last night as the 11th man. So, I like what I've seen from the youth, you know, comparatively to what last I saw them, James Wiseman was not ready. He looked more ready last night. I mean, I thought he was a very capable backup big man. I liked what Kuminga did in the preseason. They're going to use him in like switchable, more athletic lineups. And this is a team historically that really isn't that athletic. It's more of like a skill-based team. So they're kind of like, you know, infusing something new to this team. You saw more pick and roll with Wiseman on the floor last night. It's typically a very anti pick and roll team, but him and Poole kind of have a nice mix there. So it's different. And as somebody who has to cover it on a daily basis, I just like watching like different versions of the same team.
All right, give me your assessment of the Lakers. If I'm a Laker fan and I'm listening to your opinion of what they can expect this season, what would that be?
They of the playoff hopefuls, I think they might have the worst, like 3 through 10 roster in the league, and that's just a problem. I mean, I think you just saw last night, like the depth on display, like. What rotation Laker beyond LeBron and Anthony Davis would be in the Warriors rotation? I mean, for example, Juan Toscano-Anderson, who was very, you know, useful for the Warriors, and they love him there. But last year he was not in their playoff rotation. Like, he just sat on the bench and watched the playoffs. He might be like their fifth or sixth best player, the Lakers currently. Wow. It's just, they're not deep. They don't shoot. They're really small in the backcourt. It's like a non-2022 type team. I do like Davis looks good. He looked good in the preseason. He had a 22-point first half against the Warriors when Draymond was away from the team. I think that gives them a nice 1-2 punch. Although LeBron's 38, I don't quite think he has that top gear that he used to. I think you saw it last night. Steph Curry closed the door. LeBron, I'm not sure that gear is there again when he's, you know, in those titanic clashes against the Giannises of the world. And if 1-2 aren't completely dominant, and I just think they're, you know, what you'd expect, 3 through 15, like I see play in definitely. Like I think it's a 7 through 10 type team that might even slip beyond.
Clippers still. It feels like everybody loves the Clippers out west. What am I missing there with the Clippers? I know they got depth, and you got Kawhi and Paul George, but then that can also be part of the problem with Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah, I mean, because we do this in every sport before the season, like, you just, like, health is, like, guaranteed in your mind, right? Every single player is playing all 82 games and, like, will be there in the playoffs. And if that is the case with the Clippers, if, like, their entire team is available and Kawhi Leonard looks like he did pre-ACL injury, and we have no idea. I mean, we have not seen Kawhi play. But if that is the case, yeah, they're theoretically built really well, deep. Their owner spends like crazy, just like the Warriors does. They have the two top tax bills ever. And that is how you get more depth, right? You're willing to pay. Basically, the Clippers get an extra Norm Powell, just like the Warriors get an extra Andrew Wiggins, to just beef up your roster. And, I think about them in a West Finals matchup if they are healthy. And they do, you know, profile as a team that would defend the Warriors well. A bunch of wings, switchable guys, guys with playoff history against the Warriors. Kawhi in particular may have played better than anyone historically against the Warriors in the playoffs. So I like them as a theoretical team, but who will be available? When will they be available? I have no idea.
Anthony, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Anthony Slater, he covers the Warriors and the NBA for The Athletic. Yeah, every time I leave out the Clippers when people say, oh, who do you like out west? And I somehow leave out the Clippers. It's just habit. But the odds are there for the Clippers to be, it looks like, their odds might be better than Golden State's right now to win it all, which I still find remarkable. Feels like the Bucks became a sleeper all of a sudden, where you're like, you know, everybody talks about the Nets. You know, the Celtics have had drama. James Harden and the Sixers and Joel Embiid. And then all of a sudden you go, what about the Bucks? And the Bucks may like it like that. Yeah, Marv.
They might end up being like the Warriors. You know, the Warriors are out of sight, out of mind because of injuries and things like that. And they might come back with a vengeance. And I think Giannis, he might be coming for an MVP only because people are not writing them off, but they're not on the tip of everyone's tongues as far as a playoff favorite.
I wonder if Giannis can win another one now. Because what would he do where you'd go, yep. I mean, it's tricky when it comes to voting. And I voted on these awards in the NBA. And I wasn't fair looking back on Barkley's season and Karl Malone's season when they won MVPs, because I still looked at the totality of the season and thought there's nobody more valuable than Michael Jordan. And it played out that way because he beat the Suns for the title that year, and he beat Utah for the title that year. Looking back, I should have acknowledged what Barkley had done and Karl Malone had done. I just thought, okay, who's the most valuable player? And it's Michael Jordan. And I couldn't get that out of my mind, and that's how I voted. Yeah, Marv.
A guy like Giannis, the Bucks would have to have a historic season. They got to win 68, 69 games and be completely dominant in order for Giannis to win. I think you're right there. Because now, Luka and whoever else, they're coming for it.
Well, Luka, his window is there. It's just, at what point do you then move on because there's going to be somebody else? Then it's going to be Ja Morant. It's almost like you know, a shooting gallery where you get to move along and then nobody picked me off. Okay, I get to come back around. And then all of a sudden, you have to have a good story that's attached to this. NBA tip-off hotline presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. The promo code is Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 if your team wins. Nathan in L.A. Hey, Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, good to talk again.
Yeah.
So I was responding to a thought you said earlier about, you know, pitching and, you know, the pitching taking dominance, and that's how you win in the postseason, and that's still true. And you referenced Schilling and Randy Johnson. The difference in 2022 is that neither Schilling or Johnson would have been allowed to finish the game anymore.
True.
We're pitch counting people to such a degree that it's no longer relevant almost who starts the game.
And well, if you do have that guy, like I could never imagine if Randy Johnson or Curt Schilling pitched now that they would be on a pitch, they would allow for a pitch count. Because there are times when I watch Schilling pitch as he went through the lineup the second time, like he got stronger. You would think that you throw hard at the beginning of a game. And I watched Schilling, he kind of morphed into, he's throwing it harder. He seemed like a better pitcher. Guys who get more innings, more pitches, they just seem to become bigger, stronger, better. And Schilling was one of those guys. Yeah, Paulie.
It's really not even a consideration anymore to let a guy go 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler, he had a one-hitter going. He had 8 strikeouts, 1 base on balls, and he went 7 innings. His last inning, 3 up, 3 down. It wasn't a jam. He wasn't having a bunch of pitches. They just said, that's our plan, and there's nothing. Zach Wheeler could have had a no-hitter last night, and they would have pulled him after 7.
Yeah, they would have. And it's sad to see because you do like that heroic effort where you go, he went the distance. How many times when you're watching these, you know, the old footage of somebody wins the World Series and the starting pitcher is on the mound? Like, oh, what a novelty, the starting pitcher. And Koufax, you know, has won the World Series for the Dodgers, and he's on the mound. Now you don't have that. And these managers, they outmanage themselves. There are times when you go, okay, pitcher's got 83 pitches, and we're through 6 innings. Yeah, I got to get him out of there. Wait a minute, he seems to be doing okay. Yeah, but the analytics say, well, the analytics, they're not applicable to every situation. Sometimes when you go, hey, it's 4th and 3, my quarterback's Aaron Rodgers. It's 4th and 3, my quarterback is Drew Locke. Okay, the analytics might say the same thing. I feel a whole lot more comfortable with Aaron Rodgers on 4th and 3 than I do Drew Locke. Yes, Todd.
And the calculators and the analytics, what about, you know, just the whole atmosphere? You got the momentum going. These are things you can't really plug into some computer and spit back.
Yeah, I always like that. You know your team, there's a gut feeling that you have. I get it. You want to play the analytics. And I just think sometimes you can get drunk with all of those stats. Where you're like, okay, left-hander, it's what's the temperature? It's 68 degrees. I like to put him in when it's around 70. You have all this information, you put it into a computer, and then they give you that information, spit it out there. Yes, Todd.
So why bother even having a manager then if you're just going to allow the computer to make all the decisions? You get some smart kid out of college, punches in the numbers in some office, and send down what happens, and you're playing it like a video game or something.
But that's what they're doing. You got these Ivy League guys who are doing the analytics.
They could save a lot of money and don't even have a manager then in the dugout. What is the manager doing? It's like waiting for this 20-year-old kid to say, yeah, you got to walk this guy.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Yes, Paul.
And it's bearing out with World Series MVPs. If you're a pitcher, you don't have a very good chance to win it. In the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, it was 50-50. Position player or pitcher to win World Series MVP.
Yep.
In the past 20 years, 3 out of the 20 MVPs have been pitchers. 3 out of 20.
Mm.
Can anybody name 2 of them?
Madison Bumgarner.
Correct. And that was a pure performance where...
Yes, he was dominant.
He made his whole career off that.
Yes, he did.
There was a guy in 2008. I'll give you a hint. Very handsome, WB pitcher looking. Oh.
Yes, Mark.
Cole Hamels?
Cole Hamels is
correct. Oh, good call.
The handsome hint.
Yeah, Cole Handsome.
And then a couple years ago, a guy kind of... resurrected his good career, which was supposed to be a great career.
Justin Verlander. Dennis Marv.
Steven Strasburg.
Steve Strasburg.
Oh, look at that. Good job, Marv.
Yeah, Prince.
Yeah. let me take a break. One of our favorites, Marcellus Wiley, will join us coming up, talk some football. What's the number one story so far in the season? More of your phone calls as well. We're back after this. 2,977 people were killed on 9/11. Today, people still suffering, losing lives that are 9/11 related illnesses. And when we had the opportunity to partner with Tunnel to Towers, we jumped at it. You have so many different things that you can do to help. You can donate $11 a month, Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. They help the families of those fallen heroes. 9/11 Institute gives educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for grades K through 12, social study lessons, activities. You get to hear from the people. There's a speakers bureau, access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, loved ones. Never forget. Also, the mobile exhibit, high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer transforms into an 1,100-square-foot interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. If you can, please do. Educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready-for-anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more, mbusa.com. I mentioned the Running Smoke podcast. Very proud of that, and proud of the More To It podcast. Marcellus Wiley, part of the Dan Patrick Podcast Network, a weekly show. It's called More To It. Extended interviews across media, sports, and entertainment. This week's guest is Lil Wayne. Here's a portion of that before we get to Marcellus Wiley.
Performance was everything, so it stayed everything to me. I performed in front of caskets.
What? What?
With, yeah, with the person, with the person right there.
They ain't clap. They ain't give you no applause. They ain't give you no celebration. Huh? They gone.
Man, listen, man. That was an interesting experience, man. I was probably every bit of just 12 years old or something, 12 years, like 11, 12. They asked me to write like a poem. I couldn't write it, so I just wrote a rap. I wrote a verse. And so I ran the verse about him in front of the cat, man. The whole church went crazy.
Yeah, and he just laid there chilling like, yeah.
That's when I knew that, I knew for a fact that right at that moment, that was one of the moments where I'm looking at everybody's emotion. Everybody, obviously, they over emotional. They're crying and stuff. And I knew sitting back down in the church pew, I knew for a fact, it felt weird because I was like, man, I feel so good. I was like, I feel so good. I got this reaction.
Yeah.
And so that's when I knew, yeah, you just love to perform, man. That was a whole, that, you know what I mean?
You can hear the entire interview with Lil Wayne and Marcellus Wiley. The More To It podcast at Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Yes, Paul.
Lil Wayne was hired to play a funeral? Is that what he's saying? He played a funeral?
Let me ask Marcellus Wiley. Is that the so they hire Lil Wayne to perform at a funeral?
Yeah, I think the word hire is loose in this conversation. But yeah, he performed at a funeral before. And I think the point of his story was, no matter what the circumstances were, obviously emotional funeral, he felt the energy. He felt uplifted despite everyone else feeling the despair and the pain of the funeral. And he said it clicked with him in that moment that I just like to perform. So whatever this life's going to turn into, performance has to be a part of it.
Who would you hire to perform at your funeral?
Oh, man. Outkast. If I had to go there, Outkast, Andre 3000, Big Boy. Wish I was alive to hear it, but at the same time, it would be amazing. That's my favorite group of all time.
All right, I'll see if I can make that happen, Marcellus.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I look forward to it.
We brought this up first hour. What's the number one storyline, like good or bad in the NFL? Let me take away Daniel Snyder. Let me take just football. The number one storyline of the NFL so far is?
Tom Brady. I don't think it's getting the attention it deserves. I think we all, as we should, give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt. But just look at what's happening right now in Tampa Bay. And imagine if it weren't Tom Brady, that a player retires, a tremendous player, a GOAT retires, comes back, and then participates in the offseason, then takes 11-day hiatus, comes back, and then says, you know what, guys? I got a lot of bleep on my plate, which tells you his eyes aren't focused on the prize intently. Like, and that's what I learned about sports. And it's something that we all know in life, but you take your eyes one deviation off the prize, oh, you're going to go off the rails. And it looks like right now this team doesn't know its way. This team doesn't know which way is up. And in part, it's because of their leader, the GOAT, Tom Brady. So for me, it's just watching that and waiting for the criticism to start to match what he's been doing. Because right now, he's not being the most focused leader.
Todd Bowles, the head coach, says Brady does not get preferential treatment. And he didn't laugh when he said it. He was actually serious when he said it. Tom goes up to the wedding during the week. I guess he misses a walkthrough. If it was, would Tom Brady be mad at Tom Brady? If he's going to yell at everybody, would Tom Brady yell at Tom Brady for this moment?
No, he wouldn't. And look, let's start in the beginning. Tom Bowles, stop lying. Of course you give him preferential treatment. You better. That's part of the whole system and economy of sports. You try to be such a good player, great player, that you get that human capital. And that human capital is, hey, if I show up a little late, or hey, I get an excused absence where some other guy may not, because that other guy is not going to do what I do on the field and have the same impact. So we're already starting off from a lie. My grandma always told me you can't make sense out of nonsense. And Todd Bowles is talking nonsense because Tom Brady obviously is getting preferential treatment, going to weddings, 11 days off in training camp. And that's not preferential treatment without penalty, without punishment. It's okay. But Tom Brady right now, he's having so many things thrown his way. And it seems like more than ever, he is in response to those things. Before, he seemed Teflon. Before, it seemed like Tom Brady couldn't be fazed. Maybe it was the culture of New England. Maybe it was the protection of Bill Belichick and making sure that outside noise stayed outside. But for whatever reason, and in part it's because Tom Brady has a brand now. TB12 is a real thing. He's in promotion. He's on social media. That noise is seeping in. And now you're starting to hear and see a different Tom Brady.
But we're also seeing this in Green Bay. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Didn't get together with his receivers in preseason. Didn't know what his future was. Devontae Adams leaves, and it just, you know, now he wants to simplify the game plan, whatever that means. I mean, Matt LaFleur wasn't even sure what Aaron Rodgers meant by this. right? I like, what is going on in Green Bay?
You know, Aaron Rodgers, the great Aaron Rodgers, one of the, if not most talented quarterbacks, has now suffered from a condition we all have suffered from, man. And it's called the curse of the gifted. And if you're talented at something, we've all been tempted at this moment when you're talented and you're getting the rewards from that talent to skip a step. You know, and they talk about that a lot in terms of sophomore slump, or anytime you have to do something again, but you know you're good at it. Do you go back to square one? And if you're Aaron Rodgers with new receivers, without Devontae Adams on a new team, because every year the roster's different, you can't skip steps. You got to go back to square one, especially when you're trying to establish chemistry. I just think this is one of the curses of the gifted. He just thought, I'm Aaron Rodgers. These guys going to run routes. We'll make it happen. I've always made it happen. And now you're starting to see that come back to haunt him. Just that simple.
He's Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL defensive end, host of More To It, the podcast on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Lil Wayne is the guest this week, and you can hear that today. Bruce Smith joins you next week. And I know that you already taped this with Bruce, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you say, would you rather go to four Super Bowls but not win a Super Bowl, or go to one Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl? What would Bruce Smith take, given the fact that we always bring up the Bills, that they lost four in a row?
Yeah, and that's what the question was. Amazing answer from Bruce, because I thought I had really put him in the corner with that one. You go to four and lose them all. Why not go to one and just win one, and that's enough? But Bruce just showed me why Bruce Smith is the greatest defensive end of all time. All-time leader in sacks and all-time leader in tackles. His answer, and I want people obviously to listen to the podcast to find out the depth of his character and his response.
I got to go to all four. I'm going to four and losing four.
You know what? I'm not. As I sit here, not a champion and dealing with that reality versus getting so close so many times but coming up short every single time, I'm going with 1-for-1 versus 0-for-4. But you should hear what Bruce says. I think it's a different answer than both of us, and a greater answer.
And I brought this up before, that we've been nominated for a sports Emmy for this show 5 years in a row.
Nice.
Now, if we won one and then didn't have the other 4 years of being nominated, I would have a problem with that. I would rather be nominated five times, not win, than nominated just one time and win.
I mean, there's a longevity argument. There's a, I am great in excellence, but I have not achieve the ultimate goal conversation we're having. For me, everyone is second place, no matter how it feels if you don't win at all. You could be the, you know, the first loser, whatever you want to call it. We're all chasing one thing. You don't acquire that one thing. Being number two versus number 32 in NFL, what's really the difference? So that's why I think it's almost a zero-sum game. It's all or nothing. And for me, why are we in pursuit of nothing? We're in pursuit of it all. Let me get that one and then move on.
Hmm. Yeah, Paul.
Did I sway you?
No. I still would go to four Super Bowls, four in a row, which will never be done again. And they go to four. They did lose. I'd rather go 0 for 4 than
but one, really, hold on, okay, Dan, let's go here. Baseball. I just heard you guys. You'd rather go in the World Series in game 7, 0 for 4, or would you rather go 1 for 1? And that one was a dinger out the park. Come on.
Well, wait a minute. It's different because if I don't have any hits, I get to the Super Bowl. It's not like it's an 0 for. I got to the Super Bowl. If I get to the World Series and we lose, but I play well.
You sound like me. Now you sound like me.
More importantly, did you ever have that? How many times did you have a game where you go, hey, can't blame me. I had a couple of sacks here.
Yeah. I mean, it's the most bittersweet moment in your life when you're like walking off the field like, I did that. I dominated. Don't look at me, coach. Hey, ladies, I'm over here. But you have to perform. You have to act like, oh, my God, I just lost my puppy because we lost the game. And so now you're mad, actually, because no one is going to go around saying, where are we going tonight? Oh, I meet you here because we lost. So we're all dressing up the performance of losing. But in reality, inside, there are a few guys like, nah, dog, tonight's the night I need to get out. So you got to deal with that, especially if you're on losing teams. And I was on a few of those losing teams.
Were there women, like, you know, in baseball, they know where you are. Basketball, they know where you are, where your hotel is, you know. How different was it for you being in the NFL?
Well, in football, we know where they are. Yeah, no. Hey, you ask me a question, you're going to get the real answer. All right, so football is funny because we have the curfew, right? We don't live on the road like baseball players and like basketball players. What curfew? Shoot around, chill in the room. You know, it's a whole different world. They're rock stars. Football players, we land in the city, let's say 4 p.m. We have curfew at 11 o'clock, but they're smart because if you give us 7 hours, we will cross state borders. Like, guys would leave the state and come back. We got time. So every football team throws that middle meeting around 8 o'clock, special teams, offense and defense, a five-minute meeting. We do not need it. We don't have to be there. And they throw that meeting in the middle to make sure we don't cross those state borders. But in those 2 or 3 hours before and after, we find our way like water, and we find those ladies. And most of the time, it was a restaurant. It was a strip club. And sometimes you just stayed in the room, and you had security take care of you, man. And you played the next day.
What do you mean security takes care of you? They escort somebody else?
I'm sorry. Ty Bowles says there's no preferential treatment in it. Look, when I was a rookie, I didn't get any preferential treatment. I was scared straight. Like, security come on the floor. I'm like, oh, my God, security's here. They're going to tell coach I'm not going to play tomorrow. When you become a veteran, security is on your team. And so if you wanted to have friends over, male, female, the homies come in town, you wanted some lady to come, you want her on a different floor, you guys want to hang out, security will look out for certain individuals. And there was a compensation package that came along with that. You took care of security, they took care of you.
So you would pay security to look the other way?
They didn't have to look the other way. Just don't look this way and make sure when you do look this way, you didn't see me.
Okay.
You know, like I didn't tell them how to do their job. Just said, look, I'm not a part of the job description today.
Fair enough.
Right?
We looked
out for each other.
Fair enough. He's that dude, Marcellus Wiley. Thanks for joining the team. We look forward to the episodes. It's Lil Wayne today. Next week it'll be Bruce Smith, and the podcast is more to it. You can find it at danpatrick.com. Thank you, Marcellus.
Appreciate you.
Talk to you next week. All right, we'll take a break here. Last call for phone calls. We're back after this. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We do it in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs, maybe you're considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. You don't want to do it alone, and you can't afford to make mistakes. You won't go alone because you have Stifel Financial Advisors to help you. They've been doing this for over 130 years. Personalized retirement plans, understanding the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at Stifel.com, Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics,
Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe it's just a coincidence. LeBron James scored 31. Lakers have lost three straight games in which LeBron scored at least 30. Since the start of last year, they're 16-19 when he scores 30 or more. Here's LeBron after the loss with a brutally honest answer.
I think we're getting great looks. I think, but it also could be teams giving us great looks. I mean, if you be completely honest, we're not a team that's constructed of great shooting. And that's just the truth of the matter is, it's not like, you know, we're sitting here with a lot of lasers on our team. So, you know, but that doesn't deter us from still trying to get great shots. And when we get those opportunities, you take them. But we're not sitting here with a bunch of 40-plus career three-point shooting guys.
Yeah, don't have any lasers there. It's game one. We don't have great shooters. I don't even know if you have good shooters, and you don't have depth. Other than that, yes, Paul?
Sometimes I wonder where, like a guy like J.J. Redick, who still had something left in the tank, doesn't call up the Lakers and go, cool, I'll take $12 million for a year. Wouldn't you want to have some guy like him spotting up on your team? You don't need defense from him. Or some guy like that.
Yeah,
like,
but Darvin Ham is a defensive-minded head coach, and he wants everybody to play defense because he knows the limitations this team has. And unless you get everybody to play at both ends of the floor, you're going to be a team that's there for the play-in game. Odds to win the MVP according to DraftKings. Todd, I'll start with you. Who's the favorite to win the MVP this year?
I'm going to go with the Greek Freak.
Greek Freak. Seton O'Connor.
Luka.
Luka. Marv.
Luka.
Paulie.
Embiid.
His name is Luka. And then it's Giannis, then Embiid, then Durant, and then the Joker. Followed by Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, Ja Morant, and Zion. Zion is a sneaky pick by some people. It feels like the Pelicans, you're not all in on that, Seton, huh? Maybe comeback player of the year for Zion. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, MVP is a stretch. Because, look, there's going to be players, Ingram, McCollum, a couple other guys, where he's not going to be like the focal point to me. And they're not going to win that many games.
I don't know. I got high hopes for them. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch. Yes, Seton?
It's like I want them to do great.
Okay.
And I want Zion to do great.
Okay.
But. I don't know.
Yes, Todd.
Will the Pelicans be the Broncos of the NBA? Everyone got all excited. They're one piece away. Zion's healthy, and now great things are going
to
happen.
Don't do that to the Pelicans.
There's no reason to be rude, Todd.
Yeah, why are you doing that? Nobody wants to be the Broncos.
I think they're being set up for that. Zion's back, and we got these parts, and we got this young team, and we're going to be big, and primetime games, and whatever.
And let's ride.
Could happen.
Let's ride. Golden State is... now tied with the Clippers and Celtics, best odds to win the title. Nobody's talked about the Clippers at all because the Lakers' shadow is so big. And then, you know, when's the last time you saw Kawhi play? Paul George at a high level. Yeah, Marv?
He was in a New Balance commercial with Jack Harlow.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
I saw him.
Oh, saw that. Okay. Bloop, bloop. Let me see. Andrew in Florida. Andrew, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 62200. Thanks for taking my call. It was brought up a couple minutes ago about the Tom Brady escapades on and off the field and on the podcast. Recently, he said, quote, "I almost look at football season like you're going away on a deployment in the military, and it's like, man, here I go again." So since dropping that line, the media has been all over Brady, and between his off the field drama with Giselle and the frenzy around missing Saturday walkthrough, Kraft's wedding, a limp start to the Bucs season, you know, is it time for Tom to start proving himself by winning another Super Bowl, or is it time for Tom to hang it up?
Well, I don't want to tell somebody to retire. I wouldn't want somebody to tell me when to retire. But at some point, are you having fun? Are you enjoying this? And it doesn't look like he's having fun or enjoying this. Doesn't mean that they can't fix this, but it's a clumsy comparison when he's talking about playing football and going to war. If you didn't serve, it's tough to make that, and you know, bring that up. And that analogy, you just can't do it. And yes, it's open season, it feels like, on Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson. It feels like that. Because they're not playing well. And that's what happens. If Russ is playing well, nobody cares about him saying, let's ride. It's just, all right, that, he's going to say that. Let's ride. Yes, Tom.
Okay with the let's ride. You get it. I've for one said it's ridiculous that he needs to keep saying that.
Yes, he
even for as much as we crushed him for saying it, it was kind of sad to see him walk away without saying it. Like, he looked so sad.
I know. He's like, gosh, I want to say let's ride.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
And they just walked off with a sad face.
Yeah, he didn't even get to go let's ride.
I feel bad that we took that from him. Not just us, but the collective.
Yes, Todd.
If you were covering the team, would a part of you want to say, while everything was quiet and he's slumping away off the side there, would you want to say, no let's ride for us today? Mm-hmm. What if you were someone would have said that at the end?
You know, tonight was unfortunate. We should have won that game, we felt like. And we got to keep going. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Yep.
Oh, man.
No, let's ride, Russ. No. Well, how about a let's ride? Wait, one more question.
All right, where's Russ, let's ride.
Where's the let's ride? Two overtime losses in a row. Let's ride. Wait. What happened?
Once again, Dustin Hopkins named the special teams.
Oh, player. My aching leg. I hope I can walk again after my four field goals that I made to beat the Broncos. I don't know how I did that. I'm Kerry Strug.
The Kerry Strug of the NFL.
It's exactly who he is. You guys know it.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
I don't even know if I want to go there. Let's see. Basketball was introduced in the Olympics in 1933 for the 1936 Olympics. 1998, Mike Tyson got his boxing license back after he bit off Evander Holyfield's ears. Imagine like hearing that story for the first time. Mike Tyson did what?
Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
If Marcellus Wiley was booking the musical talent for his own funeral, he would get Outkast, Andre 3000, and Big Boy.
Seton O'Connor.
There is special treatment in the NFL.
Marv?
Fritzy says you don't need a manager in baseball.
Paulie?
Don't look the other way. Just don't look this way.
What did I learn, Todd?
If you're an MLB catcher, don't reach back for a new baseball too soon after your pitcher gives up a monster home run.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the support. We'll talk to you tomorrow here, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this Wednesday show. The wait is over for NBA fans. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, and new customers can make any $5 bet a money line bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Also, you can boost your winnings up to 100%. DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Got to make sure you go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and then place a stepped up same game parlay, and you can do that today. Payouts bigger than ever. DraftKings Sportsbook, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Make any $5 bet this week and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.